Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for Thursday, September 11, 2008. Israeli troops invaded a West Bank village, detained one, as an Israeli naval vessel crashed a Palestinian fishing boat with fishermen on board on Gaza shore. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Israeli troops invaded on Thursday morning the West Bank town of Abu Njim in the outskirts of Bethlehem City. The Israeli soldiers ransacked several houses in the village and eyewitnesses said one person was taken prisoner. Also in the West Bank, the Israeli Center for Human Rights in the occupied territories, B'Tselem, published a report stating that the Israeli settlement expansion have doubled over the past few years. Although Israeli settlements in the West Bank constitute a breach of international law and the Oslo Accords and the U.S.-backed roadmap for peace, Israel continues to build new settlements and expand existing ones up to this moment. Meanwhile, for the first time in 3 years, the Israeli authorities, starting Friday, will allow Palestinian residents of Israel to travel with their own vehicles inside the West Bank city of Qalqilia. In the Gaza Strip, the ruling Hamas party slammed on Thursday an Egyptian decision to deny a solidarity convoy access to the Gaza Strip. The convoy consists of lawmakers, human rights activists, and lawyers who headed from Cairo to Gaza via the Rafah crossing terminal. The convoy of the sympathizers was stopped at the Suez Canal in Sinai, about 300 kilometers away from Gaza. For more than 2 years, the coastal region faces a crippling Israeli blockade intensified after Hamas seized control of the strip in June 2007. On Gaza shores, an Israeli naval vessel crashed a Palestinian fishing boat while fishermen were on board on the Gaza coast. One fisherman was lightly injured and the boat was completely damaged. Thank you for joining us from occupied Bethlehem. You have been listening to Palestine Today from the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org. This report has been brought to you by Rami Al-Mighari, Hossam Qassis, and George Rishmawi.